Back at it once again, you and I wrapping up a busy week, Friday, August 26th, 2022 on Connecticut Today. We talked about that redacted release of an affidavit behind the FBI's recent raid on former President Trump's Florida home. And we're joined again by former FBI Special Agent Ken Gray, currently teaching now at the University of New Haven. He weighed in on the affidavit's release and how that compared to several affidavits and raids he saw during his years with the FBI.
So I thought I had a notion. I had for maybe 5 minutes the idea that we could maybe discuss something without name calling. But oh, how dumb was I? How idiotically stupid was I? On a Friday, August the 26th, 2022. Hi there. Hello. It's Connecticut Today right here, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. How dumb was I, your afternoon host, Paul Pacelli, by the way, how are you? Producer Eric's over there on the other side, getting you to me and me to you. How dumb was I to think that we could have a discussion over something without the name calling, coming up? Oh, my God. What am I talking about? Well, earlier today, I don't know, about 12:30, quarter to one, hour and change ago, we... Jeez. God, it's Friday. We had the release of the redacted affidavit, all right? There's a lot of black lines in it, just the way I told you there would be. The redacted affidavit. The reasoning for all you folks like me who didn't go to law school, and some that did. The reasoning as to why the FBI felt it necessary earlier this month, a few weeks back, to stage a raid, which is exactly what it was. I know some people don't like that word, but it is what it is, to stage a raid at the private home of former President Trump. Because they were looking for, you know, secret documents. They had found some documents in a previous set of boxes that was returned to them. So I, believing in the goodness of America and the goodness of my fellow man and fellow woman, two genders, thank you, sorry very much. Thank you very much, sorry. Sorry very much. I said, well, let me put a link, which is still there, the link to the... redacted affidavit that triggered the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. There is a link there, and I see several dozen people have already read it. There's a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WICC600, and it's listed as storage.courtlistener.com. The redacted affidavit is now a public document, whether you think that's necessary or not, whether you agree with the redactions or not. But it's there. So I posted that on the website, I'm sorry, on our Facebook page. I said, here's a link to the redacted affidavit that triggered the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago earlier in August. Well, it didn't take more than, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes before the comment section, which I have now turned off, okay? Some of you may be saying, well, where's my comment there? I'm sorry, we had to close the playroom. We had to close recess, kids. Everybody get back in class. But there were two or three people on there, of course, who start posting this and posting that, and it's the deep state, and lock him up, and orange man with a jumpsuit, and, you know, we need the militias and all this. So I thought for about 5 or 10 minutes we could maintain some sort of civility, but I guess we can't. So you can go, and if you'd like, read before you say anything. I know that's tough now in society, isn't it? Because we want to, in this cable news age, left, center, and right, in this age of Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and Twitch and Instagram and Truth Social, everybody wants to get out there and say, Can we please relax? And I'm sorry I had to turn off the commenting on the link that I put there. The link is still there. You can go to and download the affidavit. Read it if you're a lawyer or not. It's too bad we can't, at least on Facebook. We'll do it on the air here at 333-9422, 333-WICC. It's too bad we just can't have a decent, at least online. I think I do that here on the show. But it's too bad that we just can't calm the down a little bit, read something and say, that's interesting. It's too bad I can't read the redacted stuff, but that is what it is, right? But my God, I'm sorry. I had a closed romper room, at least on that one. I put up another kind of fun question, but I'm even getting my chops broken on that one as well. I'll explain it to you folks later on who don't quite understand reading comprehension. Can you tell it's Friday? Can you tell I had a lot of coffee before the show? All right, we'll get to this affidavit. No surprise that the affidavit is highly redacted, because there's just some stuff, and I know people are going to say, well, you know, there could be phony stuff under that redaction. It could be phony. Yeah, I guess it could be. But the notion here, at least in my little experimentation, and I'm sure, I mean, I have people now on social media that are out there, friends of mine, acquaintances on both sides, right? But I have friends of mine who say, hey, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Nothing much about everything. Well, you don't know what the redacted part says, right? Well, what could it say? You don't know. Take a freaking breath. You don't know what the redacted part says. And we'll go over, I have highlights here, I have bullet points. Our buddy Ken Gray is going to join us later on from the University of New Haven, 2+ decades before he retired from the Bureau, from the FBI. He's obviously seen affidavits and search warrants before. So instead of everybody being a keyboard jockey and everybody having their Google University law degree, we'll actually have somebody here who, geez, I don't know, may understand that there's some stuff that he sees and some stuff that he doesn't. But man, oh man, here we go. And what did I say about this yesterday, right? I told you folks, this is called the Friday document dump, right? And, you know, they kind of dump it out there on Friday. They let it sizzle. They let it boil. They let it percolate. And then it gets talked about tonight while everybody's half drunk at happy hour and seeing, you know, they're at the bar going, does she have a wedding ring on? Oh, she doesn't. You know, that kind of night. She can either do that or read the affidavit. And then Sunday with the talk show. So we'll talk about that. What do you think of this whole thing, though? We'll go over some of the bullet points. Are you intrigued by this? Do you actually have an open mind, where you might say, listen, I'm a Trump guy or gal, but I wanna hear more about this, right? Or you say, nah, this is all garbage. Nah, 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 nah. 203-333-9422-333-WICC. I'm telling you, folks, when I put that link up there for that affidavit, it was like what's going to happen this weekend with the Bluefish Tournament. You put that bait in there, you put that chum in there, and right there. Welcoming back one of our contributors here, Ken Gray. Ken is a retired FBI special agent, retiring with 24 years of service to the Bureau. He was also a naval officer in the surface warfare community, U.S. Navy, and during his FBI career, Ken conducted investigations in foreign counterintelligence, counterterrorism, computer intrusions, and more. Ken, hi, it's Paul again at WICC. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. I wanted to have you on because you have that two-plus decade experience with the FBI, with the Bureau. Now, we had, around noontime, this heavily redacted affidavit released. You probably looked at it. I put it up on our station Facebook page. A lot of people, some folks around the office here, printed the whole thing out, and they came to me, my cubicle. They said, there's a lot of black lines here, Ken. And I said, well, yeah, no, you know what, because that's what we expected, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, in reality, I'm surprised that we saw anything at all today. Mm. By that, I mean the magistrate told DOJ provide a redacted version. DOJ comes back with their redacted version. I'm surprised that the magistrate did not question of whether or not enough was being released. More than half, or I think 18 pages of this, 38-page affidavit is redacted. And so there is stuff that I'm sure that is blocked out was known on both the Trump side and on DOJ side. And if they both knew it, if it was communications between the two offices, that should have been released. And it wasn't. And so I'd think that it was surprising to see this version come out. I expected to see more of a give and take.
So, Ken, from what you have read so far, and I read parts of it, I've read some summaries of it, some of the stuff is interesting. Are these the arguments, from what you could tell, the non-redacted parts, anything surprising to you, anything catch your eye in here in particular or not?
So an affidavit is a statement of probable cause, why it is you believe that a crime was committed and where the evidence is located. And in laying out the series of events, we see that this started with National Archives and National Archives receiving documents that they requested from President Trump. And when they were going through those documents, when they were going through the boxes that was shipped to National Archives, they found classified information in there. And so they referred that to DOJ. DOJ went down to Mar-a-Lago. They reviewed some more of the records. It was a DOJ representative and a couple of FBI agents. They reviewed some of the documents that were there. And this occurred in June. They requested them to put a lock on the storage door. And here it is, August, that we see a search committed. And so I'm surprised from looking at the document that we don't get to see why it is that this switched from a response to a subpoena to becoming a search. That information must be in the redacted part, but that it's redacted so we don't get to see it.
Ken Gray joins us again. We've had him on a few times on this program. Kind of him to take the time today. Senior lecturer in the Criminal Justice Department at the Henry C. Lee College of Criminal Justice at the University of New Haven. Ken is a retired FBI special agent, more than two decades with the Bureau. So, Ken, looking at this affidavit, so folks should understand that the stuff that's blacked out, there's specifics under there. In other words, so-and-so, right, with a name and maybe an address or whatever. This person contacted us, or this person X, Y, and Z seemed to have information that we needed, correct? This is to protect people. At least that's the argument, right?
That is one of the reasons why documents are redacted. It's not the only reason. It could be that you didn't want to protect protected lines of investigation. You want to not reveal sources, or you don't want to reveal techniques. You don't want to reveal what you know totally at that point. So there are more than one reason why you would redact such an affidavit. But at the very beginning of this affidavit, there is a series of definitions that are provided. And some of the information that is in the definitions must be within the body of the redacted part that we don't see. For instance, human. Human intelligence. Human intelligence means that there is somebody that will be exposed if that document were to be released to the public. So some of the documents that President Trump had, were it to be revealed to the public, would cause the possibility of people either being arrested or people being possibly killed in foreign countries that had provided information to the U.S. government. And so those definitions, I think, gives a clue about possible documents that are referred to in the redacted part. If it's not mentioned in the cleared part, then it must be in the redacted part.
And again, Ken, I guess it's no surprise to you, me, or anyone else that Mr. Trump comes out and says, well, just unveil the whole thing. I have nothing to add. Yeah, but if you unveil the whole thing, he, in a sense, Ken, if there's anybody in his inner circle who's ratting him out, he would obviously know that.
Yeah, that would be part of it. The other part is that he makes a claim that he declassified all the documents that are there. Well, one of the crimes that is alleged is the possible loss changing of national defense information. National defense information is different than just a classified document. It's a broader category. So by declassifying everything that was in the boxes that were sent to Mar-a-Lago, that does not change the fact that it's national defense information. So I think that that is a hurdle that is going to be harder to get across. Nonetheless, if you look at the greater scheme of things, if the interest was to get these documents back and under control of the U.S. government and to keep them from possibly being exposed, they have done this by doing this search. They went in and they got all classified documents back, and they got everything from the president's term of office back. And so if the intent of this investigation was to recover those documents and put them into the hands of the U.S. government and properly store them, they succeeded. If the real purpose was something else, we will yet to see that when this goes forward in an investigation.
So, again, yeah, that was going to be kind of my next question here, Ken. So Ken Gray is the guest, by the way, from UNH. So we have a scenario here, Ken, where I guess they don't have to dig anymore. Would you say that all the digging here is pretty much done? And now I'm reading, well, there could be an obstruction case here. There could be this and the other. So the kind of the grisly work may be done here or not?
So when the search was conducted, one of the announcements that was made by DOJ was that this investigation was still in the early stages. And so normally a search like this occurs close to the end of the investigation, but DOJ is saying otherwise. I think that the part of it may very well be the obstruction part, that is trying to check to see if documents that were known to be in President Trump's possession there at the White House, if they can all be accounted for. The obstruction part might be if documents that were in hand had been altered in any way or perhaps had been destroyed, had been shredded or something. So the investigation may still be in its early stages, as opposed to normally when you do a search being close to the end.
And Ken, finally, I guess one of the teachable moments here, I know that's a very chic term to use these days, but one of the teachable moments, Ken, maybe to refresh in people's minds that if a document comes across the desk of a president or a vice president in the official conducting of business of the U.S., you know, not a birthday card for their granddaughter or something like that, but anything that comes across that desk, it's not just like read and thrown away. Something official has to happen with it, right?
That's exactly right, is that that you have to account for those documents, and those documents are supposed to be stored within a special compartmented information facility, a SCIF. The White House has SCIFs. GSA, you know, President Trump didn't pack these boxes. His people didn't pack these boxes. These boxes were packed by GSA and shipped down to Mar-a-Lago. They may not have even gone through these boxes for the year and a half that they had it since the president left his term. And so it may be a surprise to them that as they were learning from National Archives that there were classified documents in there, they might have said, well, they're not classified because they all were declassified officially by President Trump when he was leaving office. Well, that still does not take the markings off of those documents, and those markings still show that that the documents apparently were classified. And so this is going to wind up in court, and this will probably wind up at the Supreme Court level.
Interesting. Ken Gray, as usual, thank you for making sense of this. Ken Gray, retired FBI special agent, among his many career achievements. He's currently now a senior lecturer at the University of New Haven. Ken, thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk down the road. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it. All right, there you go. Now, and how about that? He says maybe the folks from the General Services Administration packed these boxes and maybe, you know, might not have seen what was in there, assume there wasn't any secret stuff in there. Wow. And it rolls on.